Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine d'Est. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is Ghost Girls by Kath Furler, published by Echo Publishing in 2016. Today's book is all about foreign students, the sex trade, and manipulation. Sophie is a teacher at an English language school for international students in Sydney. One day after class, one of her students, Wendy, jumps to her death from the rooftop of the school. Perplexed by her suicide, Sophie begins to ask questions and finds out that Wendy was not who she thought she was. She in fact had stolen another girl's identity and attended the school under her name. Sophie's father was a private investigator, and she has his instincts running through her blood. She begins to delve further and finds herself in the seedier side of Chinatown, and the men who take advantage of vulnerable Chinese female students, broke and thousands of kilometres away from their home, dragging them into sex work, drugs and pornography. Not the foreign student life advertised in the brochures back home. But as Sophie gets closer and learns of another missing girl, her identity also stolen, Sophie begins to become a target herself. Someone knows who Sophie is and knows all about her past, which is also littered with missing persons, her mother and her best friend's son. As the threats mount, Sophie doesn't know who to trust and whether she will be next. Ghost Girl is a grim and gritty crime thriller set in the world of international students who've come to Australia to improve their English, a hidden population of young people living within most Australian cities. The main character, Sophie, is also half Chinese and half Australian, and she straddles the two worlds, not quite fitting into either. Sophie has her own share of ghosts. She's mourning the disappearance of her mother and her best friend's little boy who disappeared while in her care. The guilt bearing down on Sophie every single day of her life, driving her now she has a case before her which she might be able to solve and somehow make amends. Alongside Sophie's investigations, the book also follows an Australian businessman sex addict as he battles with his growing disturbing cravings for darker and darker pornography, and how he tries to hide it from his family but gets pulled into the same world Sophie is investigating. While Sophie is looking to help the missing girls, her investigations are surrounded by men. Her chef housemate, Wendy's ex-boyfriend, another former student, and a professional private investigator. The author deftly moves the reader's suspicion from one character to another as we wonder whether Sophie's enemies are closer than she realises. In contrast to the gruesome world of the sex trade in Sydney, one of the other highlights of the book are the delicious descriptions of food along the way. From Sichuan to Uyghur to Malaysian, much of Ghost Girls is set in restaurants or over meals, and the vivid details of the food made me drool. So if you like grim crime, feisty, flawed female investigators, organised crime, corruption and Chinese food, I recommend Ghost Girls by Kath Furler. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.